Harper Audio presents Isaac Newton by James Glick. Read by Alan Corduna. Isaac Newton said he had seen father by standing on the shoulders of giants, but he did not believe it. He was born into a world of darkness, obscurity, and magic, led a strangely pure and obsessive life, lacking parents, lovers, and friends, quarreled bitterly with great men who crossed his path, veered at least once to the brink of madness, cloaked his work in secrecy, and yet discovered more of the essential core of human knowledge than anyone before or after. He was chief architect of the modern world. He answered the ancient philosophical riddles of light and motion, and he effectively discovered gravity. He showed how to predict the courses of heavenly bodies, and so established our place in the cosmos. He made knowledge a thing of substance, quantitative and exact. He established principles, and they are called his laws. Solitude was the essential part of his genius. As a youth, he assimilated or rediscovered most of the mathematics known to humankind, and then invented the calculus, the machinery by which the modern world understands change and flow, but kept this treasure to himself. He embraced his isolation through his most productive years, devoting himself to the most secret of sciences, alchemy. He feared the light of exposure, shrank from criticism and controversy, and seldom published his work at all. Striving to decipher the riddles of the universe, he emulated the complex secrecy in which he saw them encoded. He stood aloof from other philosophers, even after becoming a national icon. Sir Isaac, Master of the Mint, President of the Royal Society. His likeness.